Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Of you enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, again, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, you just heard this on the news. Let's just get right to it. This is what you just heard on the mainstream media. Jury convicts Fox, Croft, and Whitmer kidnap plot. Isn't that what they said? That's what I just heard him say. It's interesting because when I went online to see Whitmer and found guilty, that's all I have to type in. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. And it's interesting, folks, because this is what I want you to see. This is what you just heard. What you heard was that jury convicts Fox and Croft in Whitmer kidnap plot. That's what the mainstream media just promulgated. This is what they just broadcasted, okay? But did you hear about, and if you go online, you'll see all of it. It's all in unison together. The Washington Post, Axios, Reuters, mainstream media, New York Times, the Detroit News, NPR, mainstream media, Washington Post, ABC News. Again, friends, all together, they're promulgating the message that two men have been found guilty concerning Gretchen Whitmer. Okay, at no point that she's been incumbent has she been prosecuted for one of her crimes. Not a one. Okay? But I'm not trying to equate the two in the sense of look what she got away with and look what they didn't get away with and trying to justify what they did over what she did. That's not what I'm trying to say. But what I am trying to say is this. This is the stuff that when I go online, I just, for some reason, I can't find that. The court found that the FBI informant was paid $50,000 for role in engineered Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot. Man was completely acquitted. How come I can't find this on the mainstream media, friends? We are in some seriously dangerous times. You want to talk about biased? You want to talk about leaning the direction that they wanted to lean towards? Oh, my goodness. It's the same thing with January 6th. Did you hear about the person that was, I guess he was suicided, you know? And he was an eyewitness as to what took place in the January 6th day of insurrection, they call it. And we keep hearing about it, and then we hear about another person dying and another person dying, all eyewitnesses, and then another person dies as an eyewitness from January 6th, and then another one dies, and I'm not exaggerating this, and then another one dies, and then another one dies, and another one dies. And they'll just put it in the mainstream media on the back page of page 25, right? Because they don't really care about that. They don't want you to ask questions as to what happened to those 8 and 9 eyewitnesses concerning what took place on January 6th, the day of insurrection. No, the only message they want to give you is, listen, our message to you is if you dare stand up against our tyranny, if you in any sense of the world want to go ahead and in any sense of the way want to go ahead and try exposing us for who we really are, Luke 12:2, this is what we're going to do to you. Well, if they're not suicided, then what they do is they highlight those that are convicted. And what are they convicted for? Their First Amendment rights. I want you to understand, January 6th, they're being convicted for their First Amendment rights. They have every right under the sun to go and protest their governments. In every sense of the word. Now, keep in mind, January 6th was a day where they were enticed, and then they were entrapped, and then they were attacked, and then they were accused of the crimes that they themselves were guilty of. And I'm talking about the paid provocateurs, the Gestapo, I'm sorry, the FBI in that particular case, and also, friends, the FBI informants. Okay? So let's not pretend that this isn't one-sided. Let's not pretend that they're not going to keep doing this. And let me go back over to the First Amendment really quick because I want you to hear it. The First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion under the umbrella of the Christian faith or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, the stopping thereof. Well, they've done that for years because the American people let them. Or abridging the freedom of speech. They have no business telling you what you can do in the sense of what it entails when it comes to your freedom of speech, as long as it's lawful speech. And that is a fact. Okay? Then it tells us, or of the press, but the press doesn't have a right to lie, they don't have a right to defame, they don't have a right to conspire, Jeremiah 11:9, okay? Or the right of the people to peaceably to assemble, and to petition the government for redress of grievances. So folks, what you're seeing today is you're seeing the government prosecuting people because they're exercising their God-given rights. But again, I'm giving a couple messages here, and the message that I'm trying to make, friends, is you better pay attention to what's going on because your freedom of speech, as you all the well know, is under attack. Your Second Amendment's under attack. Your Fourth Amendment's under attack. Your Fifth Amendment's under attack. Your Tenth Amendment's under attack. And if you ain't got the Second Amendment, guess what? It all goes. Just for the record. But isn't it interesting that today the mainstream media wanted to send the message that there's been two people convicted in the Whitmer kidnap plot? No, there are two people that were delivered up. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. This is politics as usual, and the American people all the well know it. We heard about those that were convicted, but you heard absolutely not one word, nor could I find it online, concerning how the court just found that the FBI informant was paid $50,000 for a role in engineered Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot. This is what you're dealing with. This is why it's so important to come under the umbrella of who we are as a people, not as to who we are not. Because what we're seeing right now concerning this administration is not America. Okay? This administration is not America, friends. This government that is attacking and assailing the American people is foreign to who we are as a people. And if we don't learn from our forefathers that, yes, they did stand up and fight back, and they threw off tyranny, these are the ones that are responsible for saying resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. If we don't learn that lesson, friends, I'm only here to tell you again today, you're going to lose the rest of it. Okay? This is tyranny on every given front, and you see in unison across the country all the mainstream media outlets promulgating the lie. And what are they doing? They're censoring the truth because they don't want you to ask questions concerning what's going on in their tyrannical, arbitrary actions in any sense of the word. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I got to tell you, I just get worked up on this kind of stuff when I see this, how they will give you the information of those that have been convicted. They won't tell you why. They'll create something. They need political prisoners, friends. Just ask those that are exercising their First Amendment right in Washington, D.C. right now, being thrown in jail for 7 years for exercising their First Amendment to peaceably assemble. And that's exactly what it is. Only to be accused by those that enticed and trapped and then attacked and accused of the crimes that they themselves were guilty of. Revelation 12:10. Read it when you get a moment. But isn't it interesting that I did find something here? FBI's tactics doomed case against men charged in kidnapping plot of Michigan governor. You got to keep in mind, you all know why this is happening, right? This is all happening, friends, because Whitmer was dethroned by the Michigan State Supreme Court twice concerning her unconstitutional executive orders. I got a question for all the folks in Michigan. How come she's not imprisoned yet? How come she's not in prison for her crimes against the people in that particular state? Because you have, see folks, this is it. When I go and peruse the U.S. Constitution and I find that we have the power, we the people have the power to impeach for the smallest of misdemeanors, not felons, not the act of treason, that's Article 3, Section 3, but for the smallest of misdemeanors, we the people are to take responsibility and send the message to corruption that we will not tolerate your crimes. Once they are impeached, we are to prosecute them, people. But as long, folks, but what they do is they stop you right on the impeachment process. And what does the mainstream media do? They come into action and then they begin to demonize the people that are holding their said representatives accountable. 329.5 million people. Have you had enough yet? Apparently not. But I want you to see this. FBI's tactic, this came out of Chicago Sun-Times, good for them. FBI's tactics doomed case against men charged in kidnapping plot of Michigan governor. Listen carefully as to what Jacob Sullum reported. The appearance of entrapment and the difficulty of distinguishing between fantasy and criminal conspiracy explains the embarrassing outcome of the federal trial in which jurors acquitted two alleged conspirators and failed to reach verdicts for the other two. Folks, they had to deliver somebody up because corruption had to justify the unjustifiable. And again, we see this all day long. Right when I came back from the commercial break, I started to chuckle a little bit, and I asked myself the question, how many of these repeat criminal politicians, for all of the scandals, for all of the lies that they have done in up to the present, I mean, folks, we're talking 10, 20, 30, 40 years of scandals and lies and murder and pillaging other companies. And yet they're still there. And every time they whisper, the useful idiots are right there to put the cameras up to their criminal face and the microphones right up to their criminal's mouth to speak again. And the message is this: you cannot do anything against us. That's exactly the message they're sending to the American people. The message that they're sending to the American people is that we are above the law. See, the law only applies to you little peasants. Just ask the FBI. Just ask the CIA. Because I'm still waiting to see them deliver up these corrupt politicians. Oh, and all of you QAnonsense jokers that haven't learned from history yesterday, do a little homework on Bolsheviks, and you'll understand back in the 20s and the 30s, you know, all these politicians that are going to be delivered up and the swamp is going to be drained. You've been saying that for 6 years. Does it ever come to a point where you feel stupid or shameful for the nonsense that you spew out of your filthy mouths? Where have the politicians been delivered up? They haven't. And I know we're onto something right now. You people that are still following Q and nonsense, and that's exactly what it is, it's a psyop. It's to give you the impression that somebody's taking care of the problem when in fact they are the ones that are controlling the opposition by leading the opposition. Do they keep kicking the can down the road? Yes, they do. And they're going to keep kicking the can down the road as long as there's one useful idiot, and I'm talking about an American citizen that doesn't have enough common sense to think for himself. They're going to keep pushing their propaganda as long as they got one or two people listening to their nonsense. It is a psyop. It's a military psyop. That's what it is. It's to neuter their opposition. That's what it's all about. And until they're delivered up, folks, I'm going to keep shouting it out from the rooftops. Until they're delivered it out, as I said, I'm going to keep putting my mouth up to that microphone and spewing out the truth, friends, that exposes their lies, because I am sick and tired of what the American people put up with in this country. I truly am. Read Ephesians 5:11. We are called to be the light of the world. We are called and commanded by God to reprove darkness. And this nonsense, friends, I am sick and tired of in so many different ways. Oh, by the way, just one more point, and we're going to get to the main topic here. Isn't it interesting that this is the same woman, and I'm talking about Governor Whitmer, and I want you to see this really quick, because I want you to see Make America Great Again, and I want you to see what she did during her mockery of what the American people wanted, and just so you can understand what kind of a witch you're dealing with here, because she is a witch. Don't get me wrong. She is a witch. She's a spoiled little brat that was raised up with a silver spoon in her mouth. She's never had to work for a thing a day in her life. It took no discipline. So you shouldn't expect, friends, for her to act in accordance. Nope. She's bought and paid for by the medical industry on so many different fronts. And look what she's doing. She's attacking life itself. I want you to see this. She's got a hat on here, if you haven't seen this, and it says, "The future is bright, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and pink." Now, what it says on top of her hat, Planned Parenthood makes America great. A government that advocates the murder of its own citizens has lost its soul. And so have the people lost their souls that continuously put up with this propaganda. And that's exactly what it is. It is propaganda, and it is nothing short of propaganda. And again, friends, the message is we are above the law. We can do whatever we want to, and you can't. And if you want to go ahead and test yourselves, go ahead and do it. But if you want to exercise your God-given rights in impeachment or prosecution, we're going to sideswipe you by using the mainstream media. Just ask me. This is Bradley Dean, folks. Just ask me. I'll tell you. But they just want to let you know that no matter what you do, we're gonna demonize you at every given step. And the American people really truly have to come to the point where they say, enough is enough. They can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. See, what the bad guys don't realize is the enemies that they're creating right now. When you bring a people to the end of themselves and they have nothing to lose, that's the worst kind of enemy you could have. And you've got to keep your heart there. One of the first prerequisites, as a matter of fact, he who tries to save his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will find it. And it's totally true, because he said to those that are trying to find it, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? I say this, lose the world, gain your soul, right? This last week we tipped into something. And I know when I get that leading and I just start off on something and all of a sudden in flames where the Lord opens it up in my heart, it's like I know we're going down that road. And one of the things that was brought up over the weekend was forgive them for they know not what they do. Matter of fact, I think I brought it up in conversation a week ago, but it's important that you hear that. And I want to say this before we get rocking too. Mercy is the offer by God to repentance before judgment. Should I say that again? Mercy is the offer made by the Lord to bestow upon you godly repentance by the power of the Holy Ghost, John 16, verse 8, before judgment. We all hear in the modern day gospel, in the modern day church, from the hirelings in the pulpits, John 10, 12, you know what, but mercy rejoiceth against judgment. No, you have it completely backwards. That is a lawless understanding, you reprobate, is what it is. Love is the fulfilling of the law. You want to talk about love, but yet you don't have it in your heart, Romans 5, 5. Remember what it says in Isaiah 8:20. If they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there is no light in them. And I was just reading in Matthew 5 yesterday where Jesus said, think not that I've come to destroy. I've not come to destroy, but to fulfill. That's right. He used the law as a schoolmaster over and over and over again, Galatians 3:24. And if you want to check me on that, go to John 8. Go to Mark 16, starting in verse 17 as well, just for a couple examples. And then look as to those that are saved by grace, Ephesians 2:8. What is it that they establish by faith? The law, Romans 3:31. We're going to come right back to this, friends. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. I got a question for all of you. Who is Jesus addressing? Who is he addressing? Because we hear today that, he was offering that forgiveness to all of them. Well, let's go through Scripture and see if that's true. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is hoping the federal government will provide assistance to flooded out North Texas. The governor telling reporters he had a talk with the FEMA administrator who expressed worry about low-income homeowners being affected by the flooding. The governor adding it's been a long time since the state has seen so much rain in a 24-hour period.
What happened yesterday is the second worst rainstorm and flooding in Dallas since 1932. And the second worst on record.
Sales of new homes fell sharply in July. The government adding new single-family home sales fell by 12% to an annual rate of 512,000 units. The average sales price of a new home in July also jumped to nearly $547,000. USA Radio News. A whistleblower is speaking out from a social media company.
Twitter's former head of security filed a whistleblower complaint against the company, accusing it of failing to protect sensitive user data and lying about its security problems. Peter Zatko, who said he was fired as Twitter's head of security earlier this year, submitted the complaint last month to the Securities and Exchange Commission. His submission says that he uncovered extreme egregious deficiencies by Twitter in every area of his mandate, including privacy, digital and physical security, platform integrity, and content moderation. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Prime.
Students in Ohio's largest school district will start the new school year Wednesday despite a teacher strike. Columbus City School students will begin the year with online learning while teachers are on strike. The city's mayor has asked the teachers' union and the school board to return to negotiations, saying many students have already missed out on school due to COVID. USA Radio News.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is truly a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. I wanted to get over this topic really quick. And again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. We hear from the pulpits all across America that this applies to everybody. Well, in part it does. And I'll get to that in just a moment. But I want to show you some scriptures where Jesus said it didn't. Well, Bradley, that's an oxymoron. That's conjecture. They're at odds with each other. They're in stark contrast one towards another. No, it's not. Here, let me explain. Jesus said on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Luke 23:34. So here's the scene. Christ is on the cross, not for his sins, right? John 8:46. But for the sins of the guilty, Matthew 26:45 and 1 Peter 3:18. For Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. And it was all in a demonstration of love. We hear John 3:16 all day long. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, it's a verb, it's an action word, should not perish but have everlasting life. Is that true? Absolutely. But the cross was a demonstration of the love of God by sending his Son as the propitiation for the sins of the world. 1 John 2:2. Okay? Of the world. I want you to think about that, guilty sinners. Of the world. Sins of the world. Not just my sins, but the sins of the world. His blood covers it all. Revelation 1:5. Read it when you get a moment. The reason that he was being crucified was that he was accused by the guilty as the transgressors. Let me say it again. He was being accused by the guilty as the transgressors. Okay, we're talking about, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Was he talking to those that were guilty of having him crucified? Now, before I share this short commentary, I want you all to remember the biblical message again was, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Matthew 3:2, Mark 1:15. Remember that forgiveness of sins is offered to those that repent for transgressing God's moral law. Let me say it again. Forgiveness is offered to those who are truly sorry for offending God. If you ever look at the system in which man is set up, which is a blueprint of God's word, in part, at least the meaning and definition, there's penitentiaries. What are penitentiaries for? Guilty people until what is wrought. Repentance. Penitence, right? Isaiah 66:2, to be more particular about it. Okay? So, remember that forgiveness of sins is offered to those that repent for breaking God's moral law. Acts 20:21, going back to the Old Testament, Exodus 20 as well. Which then again drives us to the foot of the cross where it can do no more to be saved by grace, Galatians 3:24, and that of Acts 20:21, as I said. Therefore, again, forgiveness is offered to those who are truly sorry for offending God. Let me say it again. Forgiveness is offered to those who are truly sorry for offending God. Not offending man. That's secondary to God. Okay? You can't love man until you first love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Because that love that's been shed abroad in your hearts is shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto you. It is not a natural, carnal, reprobate love. It is a holy love given unto us by the Lord, that we might know his heart in all things, which is in Christ. Again, so, forgiveness is offered to those who are truly sorry for offending God, and we as Christians are to forgive those who offend us, even seven times over. That is, if they're sorry for offending us, that's secondary to God. Read Luke 17:4. You're not supposed to offer forgiveness to people that are not repentant. Because, why not? Because it's not scriptural. I shared a story with my listeners and viewers probably 2-3 weeks ago. And I seen this young punk going into court. Just got done slaughtering a family. And one of the family members, extended family members of the slaughtered family, wanted to let him know that he was forgiven. See, what apparently she didn't understand is she was forgiving a man that said he would do it all over again if he was ever freed. Well, how is it that people don't read their Bibles and understand this? Mercy to a society when a crime is committed is when the judge enforces the law upon and drops judgment upon the heads of the wicked. That's a mercy to the innocent. But to offer mercy to the guilty and the non-repentant is an insult to mercy, friends. And it's not scriptural. It's not scriptural. So where are people getting this from? I want to tell you where they're getting it from. They themselves have never repented before God, because if they did, they would have the love in their hearts to know what offends God. And they would hold and toe the line as to the standard in Christ as to what we are supposed to do, how we are to act out on so many different fronts. Let me prove my point. So let's get to the topic. When Christ was on the cross saying, forgive them for they know not what they do, I'm asking, to whom was he speaking? Because we can clearly see that those who had him crucified, in John 19:15, remember they said, crucify him, crucify him. We have no king, but who? Said the religious hypocrites of the day. It wasn't the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. It wasn't the Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, it was King Caesar. They said, we have no king but King Caesar, while they were crucifying the Christ, right? They were the self-righteous religious hypocrites that Jesus warned us of in Mark 8:15. Beware of the leaven, the religious doctrines and the heretical doctrines of the Pharisees of the day. Okay? So if they're the self-righteous religious hypocrites that Christ warned us about, who are guilty at every given turn in trying to incriminate the innocent Son of God, you know, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world, for the crimes of which they were guilty. They wanted the world to believe that Jesus was the one that was guilty for their crimes. Do you understand? So in short, these wicked men knew exactly what they were doing every step of the way. So was Jesus talking to them, forgive them for they know not what they do? If you want to call in at any time and add something to it, 1-866-582-9933, or take something away from it, if you will. Okay, so in short, these wicked men knew exactly what they were doing. Was it these to whom he was referring when he asked his father to forgive those who didn't know what they were doing? I mean, folks, because these are the ones that were responsible for giving the son of perdition. Keep in mind, the religious hypocrites were the ones that gave Judas 30 pieces of silver to betray him. In Matthew 26:14-16. Okay, was this to whom Jesus was offering forgiveness? Jesus said of Judas, the Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe, he's damning him. But woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man that he had not been born. Woe, is that who he's offering forgiveness to? Remember, the Lord hated Esau, but he loved Jacob. Okay? Another thought to take you back to this scene. Were there others in that mob on the top of Golgotha that were not guilty for having Jesus crucified? You better bet your bottom dollar there was. Is that who Jesus was speaking to them, maybe alone, and them alone? Look at how these religious hypocrites continued in their crimes towards the Son of God in their attempts of refusing what? His reign. His reign. In John 11:48, after Jesus blew Lazarus out of the grave, after 4 days being dead, the Pharisees had said, after he worked that miracle, right? Hebrews 2:4, if we let him thus alone, all men will believe on him. They didn't want to lose their control over the constituents that they had. If we thus let him alone, all men will believe on Jesus, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and our nation. I'm here to tell you, all the way to the top, to the bottom, that's exactly the same spirit that's in play in America today. You have an establishment in government today because you have an establishment in the church first and foremost. First the church, then government. And keep in mind, it was the Lord that used the Mosaic Institution, common law, to establish what it is that we have today in governments. So for those that want to sit back and try to excuse yourself from your obligations before God, you are sadly mistaken when you say, well, you know what, the church shouldn't be a part of politics. The church is the one that ordained it, goof. Are you kidding me? Where do people come up with this stuff? It's embarrassing. Do you live politics, everybody? Yes. Then you better get involved in politics, everybody. Politics is the study of government and science. And science is the study of creation. I didn't see where they were separate one from another. But again, people, they contrive this stuff in their head because they're listening again to the mainstream media that they say they don't believe in. I want to say this again. These are the ones that had Jesus crucified. After the miracle in John 11, the Pharisees gathered together and said, if we let him alone, all men will believe on him. And the Romans shall come and take away both our place and our nation. Well, what about the parable in Mark 12? Folks, line upon line, were those who had been given the responsibility to bear fruit to the glory of God, Matthew 5:16, and had failed the test in rejecting the reign of the meek King of Glory. What does Scripture tell us? The Pharisees said of Jesus, those husbandmen said among themselves, this is the heir of Jesus. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance shall be ours. Hey, folks. Is this to whom Jesus was offering forgiveness? Oh my goodness. Where are we coming up with this stuff? Oh, just wait a second. It gets better. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on a travel. Heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I just got to tell you, folks, I love this because there's so much common sense involved in what we're talking about right now that the Lord offers through his mercy repentance, right? That's a mercy. Mercy is the offer of repentance by the Lord before judgment. And if accepted, his mercy is accepted in Christ by grace. Guess what? We pass by judgment. Mercy rejoiceth against judgment. Yes, it does. But let's hold it into context. Right now we're talking about forgive them for they know not what they do. Who was Jesus addressing? I just looked up the word contrition, and I knew this, but it's a great little refresher course when I go back to it. It tells us, number one, Webster's 1828. Okay, contrition. Penitence. You know what the second meaning is? I'm sorry. The second definition is penitence, deep sorrow for sin. Deep sorrow for sin. You ready for the same meaning on the second definition? Grief of heart for having offended an infinitely holy and benevolent God. Oh, can you find that in the modern day dictionary today? Absolutely not. They've been watered out. These definitions have been washed out completely. Penitence, deep sorrow for sin, grief of heart for having offended an infinitely holy and benevolent God. Folks, who was Jesus talking to when he said, "Forgive them for they know not what they do"? The Pharisees who knew what they did Really? Hang on a second. If we thus let him alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and our nation. Okay? When I go to Mark 12, concerning those that had been given the responsibility to bear fruit to the glory of God, had failed the test in rejecting the reign of Meek, the Meek King of Glory. Did they do that inadvertently or advertently? Purposely or not? Absolutely, they did it purposely. Every step of the way in Scripture, they knew exactly what they were doing. Scripture tells us in Mark 12:7, those husbandmen said among themselves, this is the heir, speaking of Christ. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance shall be ours. Are you telling me that that forgiveness was offered to them? Friends, have you taken the time to see in Scripture where Jesus continuously damned? Woe is an exclamation, by the way, of judgment on others. I remember when I first got saved, a bunch of local knuckleheads, and that's a biblically illiterate knuckleheads that were do-gooders. Remember what Paul said, when I do good, I see that evil is present within me? In Romans 7, that's exactly what they were. They were trying to say, woe wasn't the definition that I was giving. Well, I had to tell them it wasn't the definition that I gave. I'm just reading the definition, and I've done enough homework to understand when Jesus was talking to them exactly what he meant. Here, let me prove the point. Have you taken time to see in Scripture where Jesus continuously damned these devils in Matthew 23? After he was reproving... I'm sorry. That's too easy. Forgive me. That was wrong. After Jesus was damning the Pharisees throughout the chapter, he ends in Matthew 23, verse 33. I want to put this into context. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Listen to what Jesus said to those that knew what they did. You serpents, he called them snakes. You generation of vipers, he called them snakes publicly. How can you escape the damnation of hell? Whoa. Boy, Bradley, I never thought about that before. I know. This is the problem. There's so many times. I remember when I first got saved again, and I knew I was born again of the Holy Ghost because everything was different. Everybody knew Bradley was different, and Bradley didn't always know everything was different, but I knew in part everything was different. Right? All things old have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I remember when this guy kept talking about in John 11, just an example. Just an example about how Jesus wept. And he was going through John 11 where it said over and over and over again, Jesus said, listen, I'm going to blow him out of the grave. I'm going to show you a sign and a wonder. He was showing his disciples, right? How God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost. He wanted them to know who he was. And here comes Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He told his apostles, he told me and you, to go blow them out of the grave. Jesus has power over all death, and if we're his servants in Christ Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost, we are called to be witnesses of the resurrection, and that should be no surprise to any of us. It's a surprise today just to find people that actually believe what the Scripture says. I believe it all. I guess that's what makes me a believer, right? It's amazing how many people call themselves believers, yet they don't believe. They're not believers. They're hypocrites. But here's the point. Jesus said in John 11 over and over and over again, he was going to blow them out of the grave. There's this youth pastor talking to all the people that Jesus wept. And Jesus wept like we're supposed to sit there and feel sorry for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I said to him, I said, hey, guy, I want to tell you something. You're saying to the people, and this was in private, in his office. I can still see him when I said it. And it wasn't vindictive. It was just, wait a second, I'm not understanding why you're saying that Jesus wept because Lazarus died. Because if you remember right, Lazarus said, the Lord said he was going to blow Lazarus out of the grave several times. Right? And he said, whoa, I never thought about that. I said, Jesus wept, not because Lazarus died. Jesus wept because of the unbelief of the people that should have known better. The believers. He wept over their unbelief, folks. And if we would hold things into Scripture just like I am right now, we'd be better off for it. But we don't study and show ourselves approved, 2 Timothy 2:15, and we want someone else to do the studying for us to give us their interpretation. I'm not here to give you my interpretation. I am here to point my finger back to the Word of God and say, this is what it plainly says. Do you not see this? You know, how many times, for another example, how many times have we been told, the three wise men, the three wise men, the three wise men? The Bible doesn't say anything about three wise men. Or what about Paul when he was knocked off his horse in Acts 9? Hey, guess what, friends? The Bible doesn't say he was on a horse. This is just the tip of the iceberg. And when I hear people say things, it's like, wait, put that into context, and my mind is quickened immediately to the mind of Christ by the Holy Ghost that profiteth. Remember, the flesh profiteth nothing. It's the Spirit that giveth life. We want the truth here. We don't want compromised misinterpretations where men construe the plain meaning of Scripture to their own destruction. I don't want a part of that. I want to know it for myself. And I'm not going to stop until I know for myself. So then I can convey to others what it is that I have, because I cannot give you what I do not have by the Holy Ghost. Let's get back to this. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Who was Jesus addressing? Folks, Jesus said, you serpents, you generations of vipers, but how can you escape the damnation of hell? Matthew 23, verse 33. Even when it came to the steps leading up to where they had Jesus delivered up to the governor, even Pilate himself said in Matthew 27, verse 18, for envy they had delivered him up. The Bible says that Pilate even knew that the Pharisees delivered him up. Was forgive them, for they know not what they do, applied to them? Does this sound like those that were the Lord was speaking to when praying for forgiveness? Folks, think it through. Think it through. Read Scripture. Hold to the Word. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots, and the people stood looking upon him, and the rulers also with them derided Jesus on the cross, saying, he saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar, and saying, if thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. Luke 23, 33 through 37. Was he offering them forgiveness? Hey, folks. They cried out, crucify him, crucify him. Luke 23, 21. They even went so far as to say, his blood be upon us and our children. Oh my goodness. The madness was unprecedented, wasn't it? Adam Clark said this, and I end with, they know not what they do. If ignorance does not excuse a crime, it at least diminishes the atrocity of it. However, these persons well knew that they were crucifying an innocent man, but they did not know that by this act of theirs, they were bringing down upon themselves and on their country the heaviest judgments of God. In the prayer, Father, forgive them, that the word of prophecy was fulfilled, he made intercession for the transgressors. So in conclusion, friends, the door is not shut for the vilest of sinners, because that is why Christ came into the world. 1 Timothy 1:15, it's because he is a great Savior. But folks, I want to tell you something. There's going to be a lot of people in hell that the Lord didn't reject, but the men and the women that rejected the Lord. So let's put it in the context. There is a balance.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.